Welcome to the Money Pig Podcast, brought to you by Goodwin Investment Advisory, where our mission is to lead people to financial peace, independence, and generosity. And I'm your host, Reed Trigo. Today, I am joined by Rory Glatt, an associate wealth advisor here at GIA, and we are going to explain in simple terms IRAs, Roth versus traditional. Rory, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Reed. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. We're going to explore this kind of complex topic, and we're going to make it simple as we can, because so many people just ask this question, like, I don't understand the difference between a Roth and a traditional, and they're talked about so much, people are actually afraid to admit that they don't know the difference.
Yeah, that's very true.
So we're going to keep it really, really simple. Let's start out. Let's talk about traditional IRAs. These have been around for many, many years. Tell me about traditional IRAs. How did this all start?
A traditional IRA, the contributions are pre-tax, so you haven't paid taxes on this yet. Later, the government will want their money back, but we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So as 2023 comes around, the maximum contribution that you can put into a traditional IRA is $6,500.
That's right, for you. But for me, at 51 years old, don't I get like some catch-up thing?
Yes, you get an additional $1,000 cash-up contribution, making your total contribution $7,500.
Perfect.
Yes. And so with a traditional IRA, if your income's below a certain threshold, you can have tax-deductible contributions. That means it reduces your taxable income. If it's too high, you can't do that, but that's okay.
Seems like a good deal.
Yes. Another thing is that it grows tax-advantaged. And so when you get to retirement and you pull that money out, you'll have to pay taxes then, but until then, you don't have to.
Okay, so you're saying as you contribute to it, all those years that this money is in there and the stocks or whatever you're invested in gets capital gains or pays dividends that get reinvested, that stuff doesn't get taxed along the way.
That's correct.
Got it.
Yep, that's correct. And so you can pull your money out of a traditional IRA when you are 59 and a half years old and when you start withdrawing. And when you start withdrawing, you'll have to pay taxes on it then. Okay. And you'll have to pay taxes not only on your contribution, but on the growth as well.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. Got it. What else?
And one other thing that is unique to the traditional IRA compared to the Roth IRA is that at 72, because you've never paid taxes on this growth or at the beginning when you contributed to this account, the government's going to want their money. They're going to want their money. And yeah. So at 72, there is a term called RMDs or required minimum distributions. And they're going to force you to make withdrawals according to that schedule, even if you don't even need the money.
Okay. And so the RMD, it's not the easiest thing in the world to calculate, but that's why your advisor will tell you or somebody will give you a schedule.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And also it's on another way to find it if that is something that pertains to you. It's on your statement.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Wonderful. Okay. That's a traditional IRA. That's the way the tax-advantaged vehicle for saving for retirement has worked. Talk to me about a Roth IRA.
A Roth IRA.
Yes.
Okay. So a Roth IRA, similar contribution limits. So for 2023, you can contribute up to $6,500. Again, in your situation, because you're above 50.
Thanks for pointing that out.
50 years and wiser.
No, good. Awesome.
You can contribute an additional $1,000.
Great. Okay, cool.
Another thing, this is a difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth, is that the contributions are not tax deductible. So when you put money in, you pay taxes on it that year. So it does not reduce your taxable income. But you can only contribute to a Roth IRA if your income is below a certain threshold, because it is so awesome and the money grows tax-free. It is such an awesome vessel. Yeah. And retirement savings account.
So no tax benefit at the top or at the front end, but if your income gets over $100,000+, then you're not even allowed to contribute anymore. And I don't want to get into too many details on that.
Okay. Okay.
Google it. but that's how, okay. Got it. What else?
And then, so similar to a traditional IRA, it grows tax advantage. So the growth that comes along the way with your contributions, that grows tax-free. And then the unique thing about a Roth IRA is that when you come upon retirement and you want to start withdrawing that money, not only are the contributions tax-free, but the earnings that you pull out are tax-free as well.
So all the appreciation of the stock or mutual fund prices, the capital gains, the distributions, all that stuff that happened in there over the years, that all comes out tax-free at the end.
Exactly.
So it seems to me like the traditional IRA has a tax implication at the beginning and the end, mm-hmm. and the Roth IRA has no effect on your taxes when you contribute and no effect on your taxes when you withdraw it.
Yes.
Essentially.
Because you'll pay taxes at the beginning when you contribute to the Roth IRA.
That's right.
But that's about it.
On your income. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's awesome.
And then in the traditional IRA, you have required minimum distributions. With a Roth IRA, the awesome thing is there are no required minimum distributions because you've already paid your taxes up front.
Got it. So, and that sounds to me like something an advisor, a financial advisor, would help someone figure out. Like, let's say they have a Roth and they have a traditional and they're sitting there with a 401k and a brokerage account. When you retire and you need to go into distribution mode and pay yourself out of these assets that you've saved up, what order you mm-hmm. take them in probably matters. And that probably gets really complicated.
It does.
But okay, so that's a question for another episode. So the other most important thing is cookies. Cookies in the cookie jar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is a term that we've kind of talked about before. But the Roth IRA, the traditional IRA, your 401ks, all those accounts, those are just the vessel. So when you put money into the Roth IRA, I've seen it with friends and other people where they put money into the account and they're like, okay, I contributed for this year. I'm done, right? The thing is, you got to invest that cash as well to make sure that it's actually working for you. When you put the money in the Roth IRA, make sure you also invest that.
That's
you
awesome.
Put cookies in the cookie jar.
That's right. I love it. And as financial advisors, we manage and rebalance portfolios and make sure that these vessels have assets in them that mm-hmm. are invested appropriately for a client's age or time horizon to retirement and their risk tolerance, right?
Exactly.
But the real value in these types of planning conversations that are so personal and unique to individual is these conversations that we have. And that's what the value is that we bring to an investment or to a client.
Exactly.
As an advisory, because we're helping understand their goals and what their needs are and their station in life.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Rory, thank you for clearing that up. It's so helpful. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Reed.
The Money Pig Podcast is hosted by Reed Trigo. Goodwin Investment Advisory is a registered investment advisory firm regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission in accordance and compliance with security laws and regulations. Goodwin Investment Advisory does not render or offer to render personalized investment or tax advice through the Money Pig Podcast. The information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial, tax, investment, or legal advice.